Hey, Shalom, and welcome to the third series of Medrash Morsels. These are short, meaningful, and sweet chunks of Medrash designed for the whole family. Medrash Morsels for Parshas Vayikra. The reward for the righteous is mainly in Olam Haba. Ah, the world to come. To come? Not to say that it will only start when this world ends, no. Olam Haba exists right now as I speak. It's where Moshe Rabbeinu is right now. It's just that we who are living here now will eventually come to that world. Ah, Olam Haba. Fortunate is the person who will be zoche to that goodness and that pleasure. Hashem should give us the merit to be there with all of the tzaddikim. It's a goodness that has no side effects. Not like ice cream. Ice cream is good, but too much of it will get you sick. Olam Haba? There's no such thing as too much. It's pure goodness, and it's a world that never ends. Never! Olam Haba is long, long, long! It's really something that no one living here has ever experienced. There's no koyach for even the greatest Navi or the greatest Chacham to describe it or darshan about it. Each tzaddik, 310 worlds of goodness to himself. It will take a miracle to handle all of that reward, all of that pleasure. But nothing we know can compare to what it feels like. What we do know is that there are two ways to get Olam Haba. One way is Yiras Shamayim, meaning being afraid to do something wrong in Hashem's eyes. The other way is Bitachon. Those people who view Hashem as their protection, that just as Hashem has looked after them with love and affection until now, Hashem will forever protect them from any harm. They trust Hashem that Hashem will keep up this relationship of protection and guarding you from harm, even after their nifter. But what happens to Rishoyim and to people who don't trust Hashem? When they are nifter, the Medrash says that their neshama floats around all of creation looking for rest. They can't find rest. They don't go back to the place that they came from until 12 months later. By then, their bodies have rotted enough into the grave, and now they're free to go. But during those 12 months, the neshama keeps coming back to the dead body and sees the worms and the rotting of the body. And the neshama feels each worm like a needle in live flesh. Oi, oi! What should a person do if he becomes a rasha? Says the Medrash Morsel, bring karbonos. It's Parshas Vayikra, all about karbonos, tzav. If you bring karbonos for an avera, your neshama will not need to keep coming back down here. Ah, but nowadays we don't have karbonos. What should we do? Do you know who asked this question? Avraham Avinu, Olav HaShalom, asked this question. He said to Hashem, what's going to be with my children after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? Hashem had the answer. You don't have karbonos to offer? Learn the karbonos! It counts even more than actually offering the karbonos. That's what the Zohar says. Learn this week's Parshas Vayikra and next week's Parshas Tzav. Learning Seder Kodshim in Mishnayos and Gemara and say karbonos in the morning after the brachos. Here, let's start a little bit right now. A korban oila. It's supposed to be slaughtered on the north of the Mizbeach, and there's hefshet pulling off the skin and nituach and chopping up the animal. But before that, the Kohen grabs some of the blood, catches the blood, and he walks to the Mizbeach, and he splashes some on two opposite corners, the northeast corner and the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, on the bottom. And then they do the flaying of the animal, cutting it up into different pieces, and they bring it and offer it, the whole thing, except for the skin, up on the Mizbeach. See? We've already started talking about Kabanos, the mitzvah of bringing a Korban Oila, even a little bit each day. Say one piece and think, Hashem, this learning should be a kapara for any avera that I've done. I don't want to be a rasha. Kids, this makes you a Jewish tzaddik, and you will be guaranteed a chelik in Olam Haba. For more stories, visit our website, musastories.com.